Cities and counties across North Carolina have been serving up a series of votes this month to allow the sale of alcohol beginning at 10 a.m. on Sundays. Governor Roy Cooper last month signed a bill to modify the state's previous ban on those sales before noon, but the so-called brunch bill left it up to local governments to decide whether to allow the earlier sales of beer, wine, and mixed drinks. The Charlotte City Council's Economic Development Committee voted 5-0 earlier this month to recommend that the full council approve the change. Mecklenburg County commissioners did so earlier this month. Charlotte Council members tonight are also expected to vote on whether to approve $4.5 million in public funding for the Carolina Theater renovation project. The Foundation for the Carolinas, which is leading the effort, has raised more than $45 million toward renovating the historic theater and building a luxury hotel above it. But the foundation says the estimated cost of the project has risen by more than $7 million and fundraising has fallen short. The city's proposed investment would be financed by revenue from local hotel occupancy and rental car taxes. The council tonight will also choose from among 12 applicants to fill the District 2 seat left vacant this month by the resignation of Democrat Al Austin. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Charlotte.